One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Overcoming a challenging boss battle is probably one of the most satisfying achievements that you can find in a video game. As the gigantic big bad slams to the ground for the final time, it's almost impossible not to feel that rush of elation, especially when it's been a foe that's fried you and your party for hours or even days previously. Now, these types of encounters, they become standout moments of their respective runtimes, where you weren't just able to hack and slash all your way through and come out the other side with new loot. Oh no! Here you'd have to be on top of your game and have honed all of your skills in order to achieve victory. So let's gear up, grind those stats, and make sure you don't have anywhere to be in the next few hours or so, because these bosses, well, they're going to push you beyond your breaking point and demand utter perfection. With this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 more hardest video game bosses that required incredible skill. Number 10, Lu Bu, Dynasty Warriors 3. Just don't mess with Lu Bu! The guy's an absolute psychopath, and across the Dynasty Warriors series, he's established himself as the toughest son of a red hair ever to step foot in China. Said to possess the strength of 20 men and stand head and shoulders above even the tallest opponents, Lu Bu is what legends say legends are made of. And Koei Tecmo did a fantastic job of making the player truly fear the mighty Lu Bu in both cutscenes that showed him smashing apart soldiers, defending himself against other generals with ease, and of course, whenever the player came toe-to-toe with him. Because Lu Bu, he's gonna absolutely crush you 9 times out of 10. On normal difficulties alone, he could kill you in 1 or 2 hits, and because he can't be stunned, this meant that he could, and very much would, swing through your own attacks and absolutely annihilate you. Beating him required not only top-level weapons and stats, but careful timing and baiting. He's been a persistent thorn in players' sides for years now, and there looks to be no signs of slowing down the Flying General. Number 9, The Golden Lute, Crypt of the Necrodancer. So, as a man whose dance moves look like I borrowed them from a zombie who's being stung by a cattle prod, rhythm isn't exactly my strong suit. However, I utterly adore Crypt of the Necrodancer for how it manages to seamlessly blend an outstanding soundtrack with an incredibly addictive on-the-beat style of gameplay. Players are rewarded for timing their movements, attacks, and item uses in line with the current track. And while you might start off missing the beat and taking a beat down, by the end of your run with this, you'll be bopping your head and enemies with style. Well, that is until you meet the Golden Lute when playing as Aria. This absolute beast not only has a huge body which takes up a good portion of the stage, but has the gall to summon in minions and have gargoyles on the side of the arena shoot flames at you occasionally, meaning that there's a lot to juggle. Oh, and by the way, you'll be playing as Aria, who only has half a heart, meaning that she dies in one hit, and also if you miss a single beat. So not only do you have to avoid all of the incoming attacks, but stay on the beat perfectly just to survive in general. Number 8, Alatreon, Monster Hunter 3. Now, there are numerous mountain dwarfing monsters that could have made it onto this list, and nearly every single one of them requires skills other than just smashing and praying that you'll take it down. Some monsters can one-shot a character, others have moves that cover an entire arena, and there are some that are just so hard to hit in the first bloody place that you'll be tearing out what remains of your hair when the timer expires. Again. And yet, one beast soars above many for its sheer difficulty, unpredictability, and, quite frankly, because of how goddamn cool it is, and that's Alatreon from Monster Hunter 3, or Monster Hunter Tri, if you want to get technical. Now, the latest iteration of this beast is definitely a challenge, but many see this as the nerfed edition of the boss, with Tri's version hitting like a truck and being extremely mobile. You'll need to have resistances in nearly every area, as Alatreon will put out damage in multiple forms, and you'll need to be making sure that you carry cool drinks to counter his lava stage and enough potions that would make an alchemist jealous. Even with the right equipment, you'll need to read the beast perfectly to avoid the lightning blasts and fire and ice attacks that he'll kick out. In short, there's a reason that this is the final mission of the game and gives out the best materials. Number 7. Whizpig, Diddy Kong Racing. So Diddy Kong Racing is a truly odd game. Not only is it an utterly brilliant kart slash hovercraft slash plane racer, but its roster even had Banjo and Conker appearing in before they got their own games. And you know what, to top it all off, the final boss in this game is utterly bizarre, that being Whizpig. For start, this porker is absolutely massive, and instead of racing you from a custom motor, he prefers to run laps around you on foot. It makes for a truly bizarre experience, especially when this oversized sausage daddy absolutely decks the floor with you time and time again. Now, you might look at the track that you're on and just simply scoff because it doesn't look very challenging, seeing as it's basically a circle, but you will need to take every corner correctly, hit every speed boost perfectly, and not mess up once if you're to stand a chance at winning. Whizpig takes no prisoners, and he's faster than you at your max speed, so you'll need to have 3 perfect laps and not a single jot less. Oh, and by the way, he also cheats running off the line before the countdown finishes like an absolute swine. Number 6. Death, Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen. Whenever you see that death itself is going to make an appearance in a video game, you can probably assume that it's going to be a difficult boss battle. And if you decide to take on death in Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen, well, he'll have your life, quite literally. You see, while death might look a bit slow at first, much like the Tombri from Final Fantasy, you shouldn't write off this demonic force just because it looks like it would take him a month to nip to the shops, because his scythe is a one-hit kill for you and your pawns. And this isn't just any old one-and-done move, this removes your pawns from the arena, negating completely any chance that you had of trying to revive them. And that lantern it carries, it casts sleep, meaning that if you're unlucky enough to be caught in its massive area of effect, you'll have to sit down and watch as death winds up and bats your soul right out into the nosebleed seats. Cocky players will get utterly annihilated by death simply because he punishes those who try to land as many hits as possible. Patience, planning, grinding, and being prepared to lose all your party are a must when taking on this ethereal terror. Number 5. Absolute Virtue, Final Fantasy XI. More like absolute test of my goddamn sanity. If you were unlucky enough to face this beast before its late 2008 nerf, then I feel truly sorry for you, as Absolute Virtue from Final Fantasy XI was one of the most arduous and downright broken bosses Square Enix has ever had the cheek to develop. Parties could be locked in combat with this mega boss for up to 30 hours and still not walk away with a victory, leading to a ton of negative press for the game and the developers. But things got even stranger when Square Enix released a video aimed at helping players to beat Absolute Virtue 3 years after it arrived on the title in 2005, and then it patched out these methods a few months later. This wasn't just a boss that required absolute skill and party management to overcome, it required the intervention of the developers themselves to finally make it easier to even become remotely possible. If you have managed to beat this, even in its weakest state, and I use that term lightly, then massive props to you, because for many, Absolute Virtue was an absolute pain in the ass. Number 4. Gallamoth, Castlevania Symphony of the Night. To begin with, let's just take a moment and appreciate just how good Symphony of the Night is. Often regarded as the best of the best in the Castlevania series, this title managed to provide a deeply rewarding experience thanks to its insanely beautiful animations and devious level designs. And those bosses? Woof! Some of them would send you for your dinner so hard that you'd be unable to digest the utter beatdown that they just delivered to you. And Gallamoth is quite possibly the hardest encounter in the entire game, if not the series. Absolutely dwarfing Alucard, Gallamoth will unleash wave after wave of dark and thunder magic which will decimate your health, and its armor is so high that it feels like trying to take down a mountain with nothing but your bloody forehead. Oh, and by the way, the mountain in this case is made of nails. But don't worry, the developers cried. This Goliath does have a weak spot for you to wail on. It's just that it's his head and he's about 50 foot tall, and getting to that is a challenge in itself. Still, if you can brain this monolithic monster, then you might stand a chance at beating him, but just watch out for, you know, all of his other attacks. Number 3, M. Bison, Street Fighter 2. Now, there are an absolute garbage truckload of ridiculously cheap video game bosses in the fighting genre, so much so that I could have easily have made this list solely of these horrors. However, there's one factor that actually eliminates a lot of them from even appearing here, and that's because they don't require true skill to beat. Instead, a lot of the Jinpachis, Gills, and bloody Shao Kahns of the world actually require you to just spam one form of attack over and over, meaning that all that time learning combos was pretty much an utter waste. But M. Bison from Street Fighter 2, however, well, he's a different beast entirely. Not only is he hard as nails and his psycho crusher hits with all the force that would shatter your skull in real life, but he actually plays in such a way that feels challenging without being cheap. If you know your character inside out, M. Bison won't be so smug after a few big slaps to the chops, but if you don't, well, he'll actively punish you for relying on one move over and over. The only way that you'll overcome this monster is to actually learn his moves as well as your own, and exploit every single microscopic window of hope that you can. Number 2, The Assassin, XCOM 2, War of the Chosen. So as you might well know, the XCOM series is one that is very near and dear to my heart, but that doesn't imply that it's a loving relationship, at all, in fact. For you see, to go steady with this franchise is to basically offer yourself up to a world of hurt, to accept that your team of well-trained and well-equipped soldiers will die, and that you have to prepare yourself for even the lowliest of enemies to absolutely ruin hours of your life. So imagine what the bosses are like in this game. Added in as part of the War of the Chosen expansion, the Assassin, the Hunter, and the Warlock are three super soldier aliens tasked with taking you down with extreme force. To make matters worse, they can appear in any mission, meaning that an already challenging one gets set to extreme at a moment's notice. And of these three, the Assassin definitely takes the most skill to take down, as thanks to her cloaking field and quick movement, she will drop into your backline and cut through your team like wet bloody bread. Annoyingly, her skills also mean that high armor ratings on your troops get bypassed instantly, and hunkering down is near useless when she can daze you with her 100% accuracy attacks. The only way to make it through an encounter with her is to regroup, focus fire, and separate her from the rest of her advent pack, and that, well, that takes a lot of goddamn skill. And number 1, Dark Eater Midir. When the two top searches for Dark Eater Midir are Hardest Boss and Cheese Strategy, you know you've got an absolute demon of a boss on your hands, and this Dark Souls 3 DLC unit more than lives up to its title of the most challenging boss in the entire Souls series. So what makes this beast so formidable? Well, for starters, as a dragon the size of a house, it can't be parried, so bye-bye strats! It also possesses a genuinely terrifying large assortment of breath attacks that can pretty much reach the entire arena, and that's bloody tail. Seriously, alongside its massive stomping movements, that tail whip is so quick and comes out from nowhere that it'll often floor you before you even realize what's going on. The term prepared to die loses all meaning in this boss battle, and yet this boss deserves special credit for being one of the few from From Software Designs that manages to feel like an epic dragon boss battle, as all of those boss battles should. So yeah, cheers, but also, god damn you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.